When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode, y'all, today's episode is going to be about how not all narcissistic people will bash their exes. Not all narcissistic people will paint their exes as some crazy villain in their story. I know you see that a lot online. This is not me trying to correct misinformation. This is not me trying to correct people saying all narcissists will say this. This is me just trying to add a different viewpoint, a different perspective. Because I'm not one of those. I'm like, again, this is my, from my own personal perspective, my own personal catalog of manipulation, I guess, a catalog of toxicity. That's a good name for a journal, catalog of toxicity. Oh yeah, that is a good name for a journal. Oh, that's like for the ick list. Oh yay! Do not take. I should cut that part out, shouldn't I? Do not take that late. Do not take the name of that. I'm just joking. Catalog of toxicity. Y'all give me a moment, y'all. These are real videos. These are real in the moment videos. This is what I'm doing right now. Catalog of toxicity. Oh, that's funny. If y'all come out with that, I'm going to be so angry. I'm going to be so mad at y'all. I promise you. But seriously, this is how this is the main difference. Like I said, this is the mindset of a lot of narcissistic and toxic people, y'all. Like, we don't always seek to bash our exes. One sly manipulative tactic that some narcissists and toxic people will use is to hype up their exes. They will talk good about their exes because they know that talking good or speaking positively of their exes is a form of manipulating you into doing more or doing less. Because if I up talk or down talk my ex, whether or not I talk up or talk down about my ex, it's comparing them to you. You feel the comparison. Oh, my ex used to do this, and that's why I hate her. When they bash their exes, they can use that line right there. Oh, I hate my ex used to go to my phone. I hated that. He did not trust me. God, I hate people who don't trust me. So guess what that does for you? That conditions you to not go through their phone. That conditions you, I'm going to be better than the ex because I like you. I'm going to be better than them. You're not going to catch me going through your phone. I promise you, you won't do that. You see what I'm saying? That's one way that they manipulate you, by down talking to exes. But this video is going to be focused on up talking to exes. Positive reinforcement, using positive reinforcement about the exes to manipulate you into doing things for them, or to changing your personality up to, you know, fit them and things of that nature. Because you get a lot of narcissists and toxic people who do that. Like myself, I don't bash my exes. I will not do that. Like, you know, that doesn't benefit me. It could, but it benefits me more to talk good about them, because this puts it into your head that you can trust me with your feelings. You can trust me to be yourself and authentic in this relationship, because after, like, he talks good about this ex right here. So if we break up, he won't talk negatively about me. You see how, like, y'all, it's this. I wouldn't consider myself a bad person, but before I was self-aware, I was so highly manipulative, and I knew what I was doing too, y'all. It was so bad. That's why I do a lot of these videos, just to try to make amends for the manipulation and the craziness that I did, y'all. It's wild how my mind works. It just is. You know, I can't control how it works. Only thing I can do is try to control. I can't control the input and how it's received. Only thing I can really do is right now control the output. You know what I mean? But it's typically how it goes right there, y'all. Like, if you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, like, some of them, like I said, they will up talk them. Because, like, I can manipulate you into doing what I want you to do by talking good about my ex. Like, the good qualities about my ex, sometimes if I talk about my ex enough, you'll think I'm still in love with them, or I still care about them, or I still have feelings for them. So you'll try harder to shake me from those, to shake me loose of those feelings. You'll work harder to try to make me treat you, like make me feel this way about you. You know what I mean? You'll work harder for me because you think I want my ex. You think I'm going to replace you sooner or later with my ex. The way I'm talking about my ex, you think they still in the picture. So you might try to work harder to keep me. I know it doesn't work on everybody, y'all. It doesn't work on everybody. Because if I talk, some people, if you talk too much about their ex, they'll tell you to go be with them. Like, you still in love with your ex. Bye. This only works on certain people, y'all. Because that's why they dip their toe in it. They don't really ever throw they throw a pebble into the pond to cause a small ripple. They don't take a big boulder and roll it into the pond at first. They test the waters. You know what I mean? They test the water. They dip their toe in it to see the temperature of the water, the temperature of this relationship, to see what I can get away with, to see what I can do, to see what you will believe, what you're willing to tolerate, what you're willing to accept, and things of that nature. So you're dealing with the narcissistic person that doesn't bash their exes. If they keep talking too good about them, y'all, yeah, they can still care about them, but also they can be using it to shape you, to manipulate you, to form you into somebody that's either very similar to their ex or somebody that's different than that, to their ex. Like if you hear me talking about how I love my ex's cooking and you are a cook, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna try to cook better. If you talk about how fit my ex was, you might try to get fitter. You know what I mean? Talk about how the cheek clapping sessions were with my ex. You might try to clap the cheeks harder. You might do whatever the situation is. You want to try harder and work harder and do more to get me because of the dynamic and the situation, how it goes. You see what I'm saying? You're going to work harder. Yeah, it's manipulation on just a different tier. It's different tier manipulation. You know what I mean? Just talking good about my ex, I can manipulate you just the same way I can do talking bad about my ex. Because if I'm talking bad about my exes, then you will try to not be them. You're like, well, my ex did this. I could be lying the whole time. The crazy thing about it is, it could all be a lie. Like, talking good or bad about the ex could be completely fabricated. It could be a complete, just an utter lie. But you don't know this because you're not going to reach out to my ex to talk about my ex and unless you meet them. You know what I mean? And that's sometimes if my ex is still in my life, like we have kids together, we have to co-parent or parallel parent or whatever you're doing. Like, that's why sometimes you meet a narcissistic person that talks good or bad about their ex completely and they don't let you meet them. They keep y'all separate because they don't want you to know the truth. If they talk about if their ex is still somewhat involved in their life and they refuse to let you meet them, that's a red flag, y'all. That is a red flag because typically the reason it's a red flag because sometimes they don't want the truth to come out about the situation. They don't want you to know whether or not they're lying or telling them the truth about their ex. You see what I'm saying? So it could be very, very subtle. It could be very, very manipulative in these situations. That's why I tell you, whatever you're doing, whoever you are, you have to empower yourself to be as strong as possible because if you don't, you're going to end up manipulated. You're going to end up in these situations where you get hurt. Over and over again, you're going to end up in these situations where you might not, they'll condition you to like or not like the ex based on how they present this ex to you. And like I said, it can all be a damn lie. I can make stuff up. If I see something about you that I do not like, I can say my ex who I hated did that. Or I can say my ex did something very similar. You know what I mean? I can use my ex or my exes or the lie about my ex to manipulate you into doing what I want you to do. You see, it's so deep, y'all. It gets deeper. It's so deep. And that's why I tell y'all, I know people, you hear about the situation where people are just like, I'm afraid to date again. I don't want to date again. Like, if his life is like this, Lee, I'm scared of that. I'm not going to date ever again. I would just rather stay to myself. If anybody out there, but that's how it goes, though, y'all. Take your time. You have to empower yourself, take your time and be as strong and, as resilient as you possibly can, because that's how it goes when you're dealing with a lot of these toxic people. That's literally how it goes. So, but again, you have to empower yourself because if you don't, you end up getting trapped up, you end up getting caught up, and you end up getting just drugged through the mud dealing with these toxic people in these toxic relationships. So either way, if they're too focused on their exes, either way, in a good way or in a bad way, is red flaggy. Is waving, this is my series is gonna be called, y'all. Waving the red flag. That's what my series is. Look, I got them on deck right here. The red flags are always just ready to be waved. So empower yourself, y'all. Stay as strong as you possibly can. Be much, y'all. Let me hop off this thing, y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like I said, I still do my Zoom 1-on-1 calls. Link is in the description of every single video or podcast you're listening to. I've helped a lot of people. But this is how we go, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.